listening to Rozzano Radio on WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM.
All right, I'm back. How's it going, everybody? You're listening to Rosano Radio. I'm your host, FR. Only second day off in 4 years here at WMFO. Can you imagine? Crazy, huh? I guess I like what I'm doing. It keeps me going. All right, listen, I hope you guys are doing well, and I'm so glad to be back just bringing you some music. Hopefully it'll bring your spirits up, or maybe bring you back in time to a good place. And it's that time of the year again when my voice starts going because of all the allergens in the air. Pollen, ragweed, mold, and everything else that comes out around this time of the year. Does a job on my vocal cords, I'll tell you. So if it sounds like I'm straining or talking soft, just bear with me. But no matter what, I'm still gonna blast out the tunes for you. Sound good? Good. All right, here's one by Head East. It's called Never Been Any Reason. And it's a live version. Great song. Enjoy.
Would you welcome A&M recording artist, Head East?
Are you still warmed up just a little? Hey, y'all, keep your hands over the air.
Yeah.
Too Much by the Doughboys. And before that, you heard Barbara O'Reilly by The Who. Everybody Knows My Name by the Doughboys. Love that song. And before that one, we had If You Only Knew by Shinedown. And way up at the top, we had Never Been Any Reason by Head East Live. And you're listening to Rizzano Radio. I'm your host, FR. I'm so glad you're tuning in with me today. And you want to get your music on this show? Go to RizzanoRadio.com and click on the contact link. All right, time now for a little on this date. April 6th, 1966. The Beatles began recording their seventh studio album at Abbey Road Studios in London. The album was finished on June 21st and was released on August 5th. It became a chart topper in the UK, Australia, Canada, the US, Sweden, and Finland. April 6, 1968, Pink Floyd announced on this day that the band's founder, Syd Barrett, was leaving the group due to deteriorating mental health. April 6, 1968, folk duo Simon & Garfunkel started a 7-week run at number one on the US Billboard 200 with the soundtrack album The Graduate to the film of the same name. April 6, 1970, just a few months after leaving the Supremes, Diana Ross released her debut solo single, reach out and touch somebody's hand through Motown Records. 1973, David Bowie released Drive-In Saturday on this day, April 6th, from RCA Records. 1974, Swedish rock band Blue Suede went to number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 with their rendition of Hooked on a Feeling. On April 6, 1974, over 250,000 people attended the California Jam Festival in Ontario. Bands such as Rare Earth, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, Eagles, Deep Purple, Black Sabbath, Seals & Crofts, Black Oak Arkansas, and more performed at the event. On April 6, 1992, Scottish singer-songwriter Annie Lennox released her debut album as a solo artist called Diva from RCA Records. The album became a chart topper in the UK and Italy, and it went on to sell over 7 million copies worldwide. On April 6, 1992, George Harrison held a benefit concert at the Royal Albert Hall. It was his first concert since 1974. April 6, 1996, the number one album in the United States on this day was Anthology 2, a greatest hits compilation released by the Beatles. And that's it for On This Date. We're going to get back to playing great music for you guys right after this message.
You're tuned in to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford.
Recent studies have shown that diabetes can be prevented, and the results are even greater with my patients over age 60. Losing a small amount of weight by getting some physical activity, 30 minutes, 5 days a week, and eating healthier has proven to be effective. Listen to the great results from one of my patients.
I had to learn how to change my way of eating because diabetes ran in my family, and I wanted to take control of it before I got it.
Having diabetes in your family and being overweight puts you at a higher risk for type 2 diabetes. These risks increase with age, which is why it is important to take your first step today.
There was a time I could not go from my basement up to my bedroom, but now I can, and that means a lot to me.
It's not too late to prevent diabetes. Join my patients who are taking small steps and gaining big rewards.
For more information on how to prevent type 2 diabetes, call 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the National Diabetes Education Program.
Yeah. Cause I'm high?
High! It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
Bang, bang, cocking it. Queen Nikki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse, and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing. B to the A, to the N, to the G. B to the A, to the N, to the G. Hey.
Russian roulette is not the same without a gun. And baby, when it's love, if it's not right. Bub, poker face.
You, 'cause I'm bluffing with my muffin. I'm not lying, I'm just stunning with my love glue gunning. Just like a chick in the casino, take your bank before I pay you out. I promise this, promises. Check this hand, 'cause I'm marvelous.
Can't read mine. No, we can't read my poker face.
She's got more than nobody.
Yeah.
Tuned in to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Thank you.
Just heard Crimson and Clover by The Shacks. Interesting version. And before that, we had Front Page by Foxpass from the Intemperel album. Before that one, we had I Kissed a Girl by Katy Perry. Bang It Gone, Get It On by T-Rex. Poker Face by Lady Gaga. Ichigo Park by Hollywood Vampires. And at the top, we have Metal Guru by T-Rex. And that's going to do it for today's show. I'll be back next Thursday at 10 a.m. Hope you guys join me again. In the meantime, be kind to each other. Don't let anything get to you. Take it one day at a time and appreciate each day. And remember, out with the negative, in with the positive. And you're listening to Rosano Radio, only on WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM. And streaming live worldwide on the web at WMFO.org. I'm going to leave you with a track by request. And it's by Madonna. Borderline. Remember that one? And it's the one you're listening to right now. All right, take care, everybody.